BC.
I will admit, yesterday was absolutely incredible.
See?
So I went down, exactly, that's where I was. I went down to Garrettstown yesterday. And, oh my God, I think single-handedly one of the most embarrassing things ever happened to me yesterday.
What?
So I parked up the car, I'm facing the beach.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody pulls out. The place is rammed. There's hundreds of cars along the front of Garrettstown. You know, you've got two or three different kind of beach options along there, the whole strand. So I pull up close to where all the coffee trucks are and the surfing lesson vans are. Some fella pulls out, I pulled in. So my car is facing the beach.
Right.
All right. And then I'm walking around for about 20 minutes. I went down on my own and I'm like, oh God, I'm starting to cook and I didn't bring any sun cream with me.
Yeah.
And it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, I'm feeling a little beach nap. I was like, I can't sleep in the sun or I'll wake up like a rasher.
Yeah. You'll get burned, yeah.
So what'll I do? All right, I know what I'll do. Back to the car. I open the back boot.
Yeah.
Put down the seats.
It.
I had a little, just like loads of people. Like, there's a fella across the road in his van. He's got his van open. He's asleep on the floor of his van.
Oh, that's hilarious.
There's just people panned out everywhere.
Yeah, it's nice though.
So, whatever way my car was parked, there was another car parked beside me. I had the seats down and I had the kind of beach blankety thing and sort of a head pillowy thing that I have in the car. I'm happy out. I've got my headphones on. I'm going to set the alarm for 45 minutes. I'll be grand. So anyway, I'm panned out asleep and about 25 minutes later,
I don't know, is he breathing?
Oh, they thought you were...
There was an elderly woman who with her friends beside me. And you know the way you see a dog in a car and he looks like he's...
They thought you passed out.
I had no windows open, all right? But they didn't see that the boot was open at the back.
Okay, yeah.
So they thought I was dead.
Oh, God.
So I woke up.
Oh, God. But
and there's three women with their faces pressed in. Like, the windows are kind of tinted at the back, so it's hard to see in.
Yeah.
And I look up and I'm like, I don't know where I am.
And there's three.
And there's three old ones looking in the window at me. And they look really upset. And they're banging on the, like, hello? Are you okay?
Thank God they never rang the emergency services.
I know. Like, imagine if the helicopter arrived. Imagine there's a helicopter over my car. Three units of the fire brigade. There's me and me shorts just having a kip with my headphones on, listening to Blind Boy.
That's brilliant, Casey. That's really funny.
And she came around when she realised. I was like, I'm okay, the boot's open. And she came around, she popped her head in.
I'm sorry, I didn't see that.
Her intention was just like she was concerned. And that was
so
nice. But imagine.
Yeah.
If they hadn't seen the boot open. And one of them bricked the window, like.
You see, that's the thing, yeah. You're just, they'd be trying to get you out.
You see it all the time when people leave dogs in cars accidentally or whatever. They're going into the shop and the dog looks panicked. I was dead.
Well, thank God you weren't.
They didn't see, like, Big Bird's legs hanging out the back of the car, like.
You could have made the front page of the Echo this morning.
I know, yeah. Free advertising. Man found dead, not dead. Can I coin a phrase?
Yeah.
You've heard of it couples.
Yes.
Ick couples.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So anyway, I'm just throwing that
all
out
right,
there.
Go on.
Ick couples.
Here we go. There's a story here.
No. So anyway, moving on. Jeff Bezos and his wife.
Completely unrelated.
Completely unrelated.
Fresh story.
I don't know. And I'm sorry, this might be a bit crude or cruel. I just get the ick.
I know what you mean.
I don't know what it is.
I don't think you're alone there.
I don't know what it is. It's just, there's something very, very strange about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jeff wants the wife to be cast as the next Bond girl. You know the way Amazon bought the rights to the Bond films. And he has hinted that the missus could be the new Bond girl.
No.
Now that is movie nepotism at its highest, but we'll wait and see. She will make an appearance.
Stick her in a rocket and send her back up to space.
Well, actually, you know, if they're bringing back Jaws the character, you know. Sorry, that's no. I mean, no. I don't mean she plays it.
Okay,
but
sorry.
she could take him on in space.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what I meant. Let's play the year game. Are you ready?
All right.
I'm going to hit you with some stuff. Music, TV shows, and events. What year was Mean Girls? Ooh. Mean Girls the movie. What year was it, okay?
2003.
You're going for 2003. This, no. You love this film, don't you?
Means a lot to me. I don't know, though. It was the first time I saw it, like, later on, though. You know, because it's always been such a classic. I'm going to go 2004.
2004. Give me the quote from it.
There's many.
On Wednesdays?
We wear pink.
Kelly, it was 2004. Bang on the money.
Well done, Kel.
Okay, this song by Rihanna. During the summer when this song was released, I remember on this particular year, every single time we played it on Red FM, it started raining. It became a thing with the listeners. It's like, lads, every time we played this bloody song, it started to lash down. What year was Rihanna Umbrella?
The first year I went to Gary Duff. So,
okay.
Do you remember those discos? 2008.
You won 2008. Aisling, give me a year.
2007.
Okay.
2009.
Points to Aisling, 2007. Well done. Right. The TV show Lost. Okay. TV show Lost, which was amazing when it started. Everybody was on it. But then what happened was the producer, J.J. Abrams, was the guy who created Lost. The TV network came back to him and said, right, I know we said 3 seasons, which you've written for, but we need you to make it 6.
Wow.
That's why it became so rubbish. They were dragging the arse out of it. And it just the ending, this purgatory thing, whatever.
That's right, yeah.
Anyway, what year was TV show Lost?
2001.
2001.
I second that.
Aisling?
No idea.
2004 was the year, ladies. Yeah. Will Smith smacks this fella.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
The most awkward moment in television.
Yeah.
What year did that happen?
2021, 2.
Which are you going for?
I'm going to go
2 because there probably wasn't any big ceremonies in 2021, was there?
It was the 94th Academy Awards.
I think it was earlier than that.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was like 2019.
2019. 2022, lads and ladies.
Oh,
2022.
You were right, Kel.
All right, finally for now. This is the thing that I'm talking about when in terms of my brain can process time. RTE's Love Hate with Nidge, produced and created by Stuart Carolyn.
Yeah.
What was the year? What year?
As in the very first one.
Very, very first one that you've seen on the telly box.
2006.
Okay.
2013.
Locking an answer, Aisling.
Yeah, I was going to say 2013, 2012.
Irish crime drama Love Island premiered on October 3rd, 2010.
Oh.
Love Island. You just called it Love
Did
Island.
I call it Love Island? Yeah.
Love Hate.
Did I?
It just rolled off the tongue.
Are you shifting, Mary? Are you? What's that? I got a text. Right, we're talking about things that you can't get your head around. A little montage of from the Hall of Fame.
How the pizza box is square, the pizza is circular, and the pizza slices are triangular. From Sam, Mom, Christopher and Will.
What I can't get my head around is when I park in a car park and I may park in a space where there could be 6, 8 empty spaces either side of me. And I'll come out of whatever shop I'm in and somebody has parked right next to my car.
Dogs hate when you blow in their face.
Why do what?
Dogs hate when you blow in their face. But then whenever you're driving the car, they love sticking their head out the window.
What I can't get over is how people can't hear themselves chewing gum. I mean, if I can hear you over loud music, surely you can hear yourself. And that jog on 90. Oh.
That old Henry's jaw on you. Yeah.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
One thing that I can't get my head around. Do penguins have knees?
Oh.
Or do fish have eyelids?
I don't get why we say that the alarm goes off in the morning when it actually goes on. We don't turn on the alarm to turn it off then, do we?
Oh, my God, he's totally right.
I can't get my head around, you know, when you're putting your date into an internet website and you have to go halfway down the list in the years. Where has my life gone?
scrolling. It's terrifying. Yeah. Absolutely terrifying. I was in Garrettstown yesterday and there's swallows swooping everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're just amazing to watch. They're just so, like, they're little fighter jets.
Yeah.
I can't get my head around how those lads are living over in Africa a few months ago and arrive in Cork.
Yeah,
and they come back to the same nest every year.
They know exactly where they're going.
Little tiny birds. How? How is it? How?
Amazing.
I can't get my head around, somebody says here, how my baby always knows when it's 3 a.m.
Oh, listen.
When it comes to crying.
Yeah.
Always 3 a.m.
Yeah.
From Julie. Morning, Julie. Morning to your baby. Saoirse.
One thing I can't get my head around is why the letter D is in fridge, but not in refrigerator.
Whoa.
Oh.
Hang on.
Right. She's right.
What the hell?
Yeah, she's right.
How do people understand cricket? I can't get my head around that. Cricket is a strange one. Hit the ball, run, innings, outings, wickets, all that kind of stuff. No idea.
I'm from there and I don't even get it, lads. So, you know, Tanya's been on it. Lads, I can't get my head around people panicking to get off the plane when it lands.
Yeah.
Everyone stands up at once as if they want to be the first off. What is that about? Chill out, people. We're all going to get off the plane. She's right. I know what she means.
How do you feel about people applauding when a plane lands? Yeah. I'm like, lads, come on.
There's a lot of people that say, you know, there's nothing wrong with it.
Are you applauding that you're still alive, or are you applauding the skills of the pilots?
Both.
Okay. So thank God we're on the ground.
I don't personally do it, but there is people from the continent that do enjoy doing that quite a lot.
I can't get my head around, whenever I'm in a foul mood and I'm rushing out of the house, I always get my car caught on the door handle.
Oh, so true. That's really true, yeah. You do.
Things you can't get your head around, Andrew.
Lads, what I can't get my head around is your man with the duffel coat sucking the dye out of the sleeve. Unreal, lads. Unreal.
We still can't.
We're still processing that one as well, Andrew. That there was a man out there in Cork that sucks the dye out of his duffel coat. Good morning. This is Red FM. Red FM.
Cork's good times.
How do we feel about societal vigilantes, people that kind of go around taking the law into their own hands, also people that are, they just have this kind of fantasy to be guards or police officers, and they love to catch people out doing things. Have you heard about Cycling Mickey?
Sorry, who?
Cycling Mickey. No?
Explain yourself.
We all love Mickey.
Cycling Mickey lives in the UK, and he's one of these lads that goes around with... He wears...
What does he wear?
He's got about 10 GoPros, and he's got covered in cameras, and he's cameras all over his bike, and he wears glasses.
What's he doing?
He cycles around, he looks for people who are driving badly.
Oh, God.
And then he records them, uploads them to YouTube, gets the police around to their house. If he sees somebody taking a turn without putting on their indicator, or somebody parking illegally, he's going around... God. Like a little superhero.
So no one is safe in that area.
No one is safe. He sees himself as a force for good.
Right.
A righteousness force for good. An attention-seeking, unresolved personal issue, man. Like, what is going on with people who like to call people out like that?
I don't know. Have you seen the pickpocket people that shout and let everybody know that there's pickpockets around? Same thing.
Brilliant. That's a great service.
Yeah, I think that's really good.
Yeah, great service.
I do too. But again, they're people that perhaps want to be guards.
Yeah. They're just looking for just maybe a bit of attention. But this is my favourite left of centre superhero. Now, thankfully, across Cork City, I think the clamping... I don't think they clamp anymore, unless you're in private property.
It's parking tickets in
Cork City. Yes, it's parking tickets in Cork City. But like, if you park in somebody's parking space in front of their home, they can get the clampers in. If it's private property, have you heard of Angle Grinder Man?
Oh,
Angle Grinder Man.
No.
He's got the outfit, the suit. He's got a cape, and he goes around London cutting clamps off people's car. This woman had her car clamped. An angle grinder man saved the day.
Says, if anyone can fix it, angle grinder man can. And he saws this thing off. I'm just like, what's going on? After about 30 seconds, it was off and he ran off.
There's not enough car parking spaces for people. We've got no public transport system to speak of. It's a complete joke. And yet, instead of us suing the government and the councils for shambolic mismanagement, we allow them to take back money from us, the very people that they've let down.
So I drove my car happy as
Larry. He saw it off the clamp. He arrives. You call him out. He comes in the superhero gear. He's got the cape.
Not. Can't cope. We need to get him on the show. We need to get him in studio.
This is the superhero we need in our lives. Angle Grinder Man. Anyway.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. The legend in his own underpants. It's Keith McCarthy. Good morning, Keith.
How are you doing, Casey?
Not too bad at all. Let's give it a rattle here now. No, did I promise you a couple of answers? I did. I never gave him his couple of answers off air.
Also, he has some news.
What's the news?
Go on, Keith, tell him.
What's the news?
Go on, Keith.
Just on October 11th, myself and a couple of lads and lassies are putting on a show in Cypress Avenue, celebrating the 25th anniversary of Linkin Park's Hyper Theory. So just a quick shout out
there
for that.
Go.
Wow. Yeah. So when you say you're putting on a show, are you in a band? Are you performing the music?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Are you the lead singer, Keith?
Not the lead. I'm not the Chester Bennington, but I'm the other rapper,
cool.
Let's say, the Mike Shinoda.
Oh, wow.
I like that.
So we have a Linkin Park tribute act here in Cork that's putting on an anniversary show. What date is that happening again?
It's October 11th.
Very good. I hope you won 1,000 euro at the end of this quiz in the end.
Yes.
Of this, in the end of
but if
this
not,
quiz.
You're going to get a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living. You can buy a vase and put it up on the stage for the gig.
Absolutely. Lovely.
Yeah. Well, if not, I'll feel so numb.
Let's play in
3, 2, 1. Thank you, Keith. Who directed Pulp Fiction?
Quentin Tarantino.
I'll do the next two. What popular streaming service has a red N logo? That is Netflix. Question number 3. Who played Ken in the Barbie movie? That's Ryan Gosling. Question 4. Over to you. What artist released an album called 21?
21.
Remember, all the albums are based on her age.
Yes.
When she released.
Adele?
Question 4. 5, sorry. What rapper is known for the song Hotline Bling? Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling, Drake?
Yeah, question 6. Who sings the song Watermelon Sugar?
Hi.
Harry Styles.
Question 7. Who's the creator of the musical Hamilton?
Oh, God. The creator of
Hamilton, the musical.
Oh, jeez.
Very, very, very wealthy person. I'll give you the
Miranda,
first one. Lin-Manuel Miranda. That'll do. Question 8.
Lin-Manuel
what is
Miranda.
The full name of Leonardo DiCaprio's character in Titanic? Quickly.
Jack Dawson.
Oh, and we ran out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that 60 seconds goes by very, very quickly. Pulp Fiction is Quentin, Netflix, Ryan Gosling, Adele, Hotline Bling is Drake, Harry Styles, Lin-Manuel Miranda. Took a bit of time, but that is correct. Jack Dawson is the full name for Jack in Titanic. Will we leave the other two out, or do you want to know what the last two questions were?
Go on, let me know.
All right. Olivia Rodrigo's debut album is called what? Sour was the answer.
Oh.
And who was the lead actress in the show The Crown, the lady that played the Queen? Would you know this, Vic?
Oh.
She's brilliant.
Claire Foy?
Claire Foy is correct, yeah. What date is that gig on again, Keith?
It's October 11th.
Okay.
October 11th. If you're a Linkin Park fan,
get down there.
Go and see the lads in action. Get your tickets through Cypress Avenue's website, I would imagine. Best of luck at it. We might see you in there on the night, Keith.
Indeed.
Thanks a million.
Cool. Nice one, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go. With McDonald's, the only way to start the day. Breakfast available every day until 11 a.m. Let's go. Red FM Breakfast.
Oh, yeah. With KC. Waking up in Cork.